Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. One person was injured in a two-vehicle crash in downtown Charles City Monday afternoon. The collision occurred in the 200 block of North Jackson Street. A convertible was headed southbound on Jackson Street when it was struck by a car exiting an adjacent parking lot. The driver of the convertible was treated for injuries by AMR ambulance before being taken to Floyd County Medical Center. Charles City Police, Charles City Fire Department, Floyd County Sheriff's Office, and the Iowa State Patrol also responded to the scene. We will bring you more information as it becomes official. Trial has been delayed for a Charles City man accused of threatening a person with a baseball bat. On February 10th, the Floyd County Sheriff's Office arrested 52-year-old Dennis DeBeer following a domestic disturbance in Rockford. According to the criminal complaint, DeBeer drove from Charles City to Rockford to confront his female victim about personal problems concerning other family members. Authorities allege DeBeer was holding a baseball bat while talking with the woman. He was also accused of threatening to slit her throat in the middle of the night. DeBeer has pleaded not guilty to first-degree harassment and was scheduled for trial June 20th in Floyd County District Court until a continuance was approved on Friday, with the trial now reset for July 11th. A sentencing date has been set for a Northeast Iowa man accused of child sex abuse. 38-year-old Richard Bush of Plainfield was initially arrested in April of last year on charges of continuous sex abuse of a child, second-degree sexual abuse, and lascivious acts with a child, all felonies, plus assault with intent to commit sexual abuse and dissemination, exhibition of obscene material to a minor. Two additional counts of lascivious acts with a child were added against Bush in late May. Last week, Bush agreed to plead guilty to the three counts of lascivious acts with a child, all Class C felonies, with the other charges dismissed. His sentencing date is now set for August 12th in Bremer County District Court. According to court documents, the victim told authorities that in August of 2022, she was sexually assaulted multiple times by Bush when she was under 14 years old. Court documents also show that Bush was previously convicted in Michigan for assault with intent to commit sexual misconduct. A pair of weekend drug busts in the same Northeast Iowa town resulted in a trio of suspects arrested on a variety of narcotics and other charges. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says the first search warrant, executed about 11 o'clock Friday night at 30 Long Grove Street in Maynard, led to the seizure of methamphetamine, marijuana, waxes, and paraphernalia. It also led to the arrests of 54-year-old Danny Miller and 48-year-old Cindy Miller, both of Maynard. Both were charged with possession of meth, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia, plus three counts each of child endangerment. Numerous other drug charges are pending, including juvenile referrals. Shortly after 9 o'clock Saturday night, another narcotic search warrant was executed at 115 Rich Street in Maynard. During a search, meth, marijuana, and paraphernalia were found and seized, with 25-year-old Joseph Kane of Maynard arrested and charged with possession of meth, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. The Iowa State Patrol and Fayette Police Department also assisted in executing the search warrants. A North Iowa man will serve almost a half decade in federal prison following his conviction on an illegal gun possession charge. Federal prosecutors say 24-year-old Riley Brecky of Clear Lake was approached outside a liquor store by Mason City Police on May 11, 2023. When he saw police, Brecky ran away and tossed a backpack while being chased by law enforcement. Investigators located the backpack, which they say included a gun, ammunition, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. A needle and bag of methamphetamine was also found in Brecky's possession. Brecky pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Iowa to possession of a firearm by a felon and being an unlawful drug user. He's now been sentenced to 4.5 years in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Brecky had previously been convicted of possession with intent to deliver meth in Cerro Gordo County in 2022. The Iowa DOT is seeking public input on proposed improvements to U.S. Highway 18 in north central Iowa. Pete Helmstead with the DOT's Mason City District Office says the area targeted for the upgrades is U.S. 18 from the east city limits of Algona to Kossuth County Road P60 near Sexton. Improvements include recycling the existing pavement and asphalt resurfacing, plus grading and paving of passing lanes, turning lanes, and paved shoulders. Construction is expected to start next spring and end by the fall of 2025. The public can view plans and express opinions on the proposed road work at an informational meeting from 5 to 6:30 this evening at Algona City Hall. There will be no formal presentation, but you can talk through ideas with DOT staff. Feedback can also be shared online through June 21st. A link to do that is available with this story on our station website. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's a Charles City softball doubleheader. The Comets at Decorah. Broadcast time 5:10 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show. First pitch for game one at 5:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA. Also available online at kchanews.com.